Well, I initially entitled this psalm, Availing God's Help Through Adversity. And as I meditate this morning, well, let's call it Songs in the Night. Songs in the Night. And we have several thoughts for our consideration. Firstly, from verse 1 to 3, remaining in God's presence, though troubles appear. Resting in God's promises when doubts prevail. Resting in God's promises when doubts prevail. Recalling God's past faithfulness and strength renewed. Verse 10, 15. And reliance upon unto God's providence. Confidence. Reliance upon God's providence. A confidence. In times of trouble, when the soul refused to be comforted by reason of the overwhelming, distressing situation that has arisen, what do we do? When the heart is worn to complain and murmur against God, whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. This is the theme of the psalm. During those times when it is hardest to pray, when it is hardest to trust the Lord, when you see, as it were, no light at the end of the tunnel, well, that's when the Lord wants us to exercise faith. During those times, the psalmist sought to be in the presence of the Lord, remaining in God's presence, no trouble assail. This is the first thought that we want to think about. The psalmist says in verse 1, I cry unto God with my voice, even with unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. This is the blessed assurance for all who in faith call upon the Lord. In the time of adversity, you may have some trouble. The Lord is assuring you that when you call upon Him, when you utter a prayer, your words of prayer will not be unheard, but God will hear it and God will act to come to your rescue. God will act to come to your aid. God will act in order to come for your deliverance. And the psalmist is sharing with us that God is indeed very real and very present during the time of our adversity. We may be sitting here in the quiet of this beautiful environment and you don't know a time when a crisis would come to your life. And it is in these times when we are able to take time to be with the Lord, to be strengthened in the faith, that we learn to gather strength and hope and help in times of need. So the psalmist says, testifies this truth for our learning. He called with his voice to God. It was an audible cry. And this was his expression of faith. Do you call out to God when you are in trouble? His voice could be heard. His voice could be heard. He could hear his own voice. Because he believes that his calling would avail for him. So as a young child, as you are growing up, when you need something, and you call the father, and you call the mother, and there they are, bringing what you need to them. They are there at hand, as it were. So you may call with a soft voice, you know, and they may be there, and then there are certain times when you are in pain and you shout with a loud voice, I'm in trouble, please come and help me. And the psalmist is saying here that he has a heavenly Father who never fails to answer the call of distress, the voice of his distress. And so the psalmist testifies this truth for our learning. He calls with his voice to God, for his audible voice, for this was an expression of faith. God answered his prayer. He said, he gave ear unto me. God listened to his cry. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Are there those times when you feel so miserable in your heart that you feel as if there is no help and there is no hope, and the night time seems to be the longest time, and you are stressed up with certain matters, right? You find that sleep departs from you. Your eyes lay awake. You are unable to sleep. And he says, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. The soreness of his heart, he says, I cried to my God for help. And notice that he sought the Lord, his God. He resorted to God. And here the text speaks of a completed action. A completed action. Meaning that when we call out to God, is an action, well, that receives fullness, right, of a response from him. His hand called out to God in the night. Still it was numb, as it were. He was crying and he was pleading and he was physically distraught, very upset. His soul just could not be comforted. Faith such situations in your life before. Well, we never know what distressing time will come from. But if the Lord allows us to go through any of these adversities, well, the lesson for us is that we must not forget. We must not forget prior to the call. And remain in his presence. To remain in his presence. So he said, I remembered God and was troubled. He said that I was troubled and I sought the Lord and I was still troubled. He said that in that moment of anguish, in that moment of distress, he said, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Well, he says that he has many grievances. He has many unanswered questions that is before him, and he doesn't know what to do anymore. Well, the psalmist tells us that during those times he did not forget his God, and yet he turned and he complained, for his spirit was not be too hard on yourself. Do not be too hard on yourself. When you feel discouraged, when you feel distressed during those times of difficulties, when we cry out to the Lord, when we call out our heart to the Lord, something to say that your Father in heaven is hearing you. Your Father in heaven is hearing you. And verse 4, our text, verse 49, tells us how during from the time of the distress he learned to rest in God's promise when doubts assailed. He learned to rest in God's promise doubt was healed. When it was so difficult to believe that there will be a way out, there is a way out. Well, verse 4 says, "Thou holdest my eyes awake. I was so troubled that I cannot speak it." He would not speak. He was as if God was holding his eyes to keep his eyes open for the anguish in his heart to a point where now he has no words to express. You know, there are times when we are distressed and, you know, we talk in the night, and there will come a time when you find that, you know, no words can be heard anymore. No words can be heard anymore. And as if was dumbfounded. It is very real. It is a description of a man in distress. And then what happens? Verse 5 says, "I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times." He recounted his own experience of God's dealing with him. He said, "I call to remembrance my song in the night." Do you have a song in the night? Do you have a song in the night? A song that you would sing in the time of your trouble, where you know that it would comfort your heart? Well, I have a song in the night. "I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I look to him in prayer, darkest night will come today. I know the Lord will make a way for me." That's my song in the night. It was taught to me when me and my wife, we were on a trip to the Holy Land, and there was an elderly man who was there with us, and he taught us this chorus, and we were very touched by it, and we learned it by heart, and it became a song in the night. When we are in trouble, we are able to express our troubles in song, and this was the psalmist had a song in the night during those times of distress. And you know, we were reading this morning the account of the Apostle Paul with Silas when they were in prison, when they were thrown into prison because they preached the gospel. And there, in the middle of the night, you know, they sang songs of praise. Those were their songs in the night. They were in stock. Life was tough. They could be incarcerated the next day. And they had a song in the night. And they were so happy singing the songs in the night, trusting that God would take something away from them. And suddenly there was an earthquake. And the doors of the prison were cast open. And what happened there when the doors were cast open? Well, the prison keeper came and said, "Wow, is any one of the prisoners lost? Have they all escaped?" Paul says, "No, none of us have escaped. Our God has opened the way, the door for us." And the entire the jailer in Philippi came to believe in the Lord. And how, you know, the church in Philippi began like that. When God miraculously, in a way, showed His power. And so, when we are in times of distress, well, do you have a song in the night? The Lord wants you to have a song in the night. You were singing, "For believing Jesus is near. For believing there's nothing to fear. On believing this is the way, within the night as well as the day." The Lord wants us to have that song in the night. The psalmist says, "I call to remembrance my song in the night." I communed with my own heart, and my spirit sought mid religion. He sang songs that comfort his heart in the past, and pondered upon his life so far. And he said, verse 7, as he reflected upon his life, he says, will God cast off forever? Is God not going to do me good anymore? Have you been in debt? Where we say, Maori pit, where we ask the Lord. Perhaps because of sickness, we are in trouble, we are thinking, you know, what's going to happen to us next? What will be the result of our past? And we ask the Lord, will the Lord cast off forever? Will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean, gone forever? Does His promise fail forevermore? Have God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Well, we ask these questions during those times of distress. And He's reminded that He's a child of God. And therefore, we ask, can God's covenant with His children fail? After Jesus has bought you by His own blood, by His death, by His resurrection, will that power fail you? He's asking. Well, that when He sought and He asked all these vital questions, then He is led to reflect upon God's faithfulness to His people. And how can we find strength in our heart to live life? Now go to the Bible, go to the Word of God, go to the lives of the saints of old. How God was with them, how God's power was able to fill them, to help them, to guide them, to prosper them. And the Lord wants us to do the same. So that's what He did from verse 10 to 15, recalling God's past faithfulness, and His strength was renewed. You know, it's quite miraculous. His problems are still there, and yet when he meditated upon the faithfulness of God, his strength was renewed. God gave him an inner calmness, an inner serenity that is able to give him the strength to steel his heart in that moment of distress. You know, that tilting over. Right? There are those who couldn't tilt, couldn't overcome. There are those who couldn't overcome, and they would be in their distress, and they would wallow in their distress. But the Lord doesn't want His people to wallow in their distress. But He wants you to know that for every trial that He gives to you, He will make a way. He will make an escape for you. He will make it good for you. And so He asks you to trust Him. Verse 10 says, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. He acknowledged that his corrupt old self, to doubt. But he will take hold of the truth of God and be assured that God has been upholding him through his life since the time he has entrusted his life to God. Right, when you entrust your life to God, when you take time, when you have committed and surrendered your life to Him, well, He has made a covenant to care for you. Not that you can care for yourself, but He has, the onus was upon Him when He saved you to care for you. And you need to be assured, right, of His care for you during those times. And so verse 11, it says, I will remember the words of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doing. Now this is the turning point as he records the truths of God's word that declares his glorious work son is Moses. And notice that he was invoking the name of the Lord. L, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital E. He's speaking about the unfailing faithfulness of God. And God wants you to take hold of that, that He will not fail you. This time, each time, every time, He will not fail you. And you need to take hold of it. He's always true to His promises. He has recognized you as His child. He's not going to stop caring for you. He's not going to stop caring for you. At the end of the psalm, Moses and Aaron is mentioned as an example of God's appointed shepherd to care for the Israelites throughout their wilderness travels. God did not fail them once. God gave them a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night, manna and meat, fountains of water, shoes that did not wear out, even the Red Sea parted to make a way for them to be delivered from the pursuing Egyptian army. He took time to consider, ponder, and take hold of God's past faithfulness in His word. What about your life? What about your life? Have you taken time to take hold of God's faithfulness? Has God not been faithful to you in the past? Verse 13, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as a God, as our God? Thou art a God that does wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. Thou hast with Thy arm redeemed Thy people. The sons of Jacob and Joseph, still up at that point, spiritual strength is renewed and passed. He recalled the adversity that Jacob and Joseph went through in their lives. In every seemingly impossible situation, God delivered them. He declared, God is truly great, and the Lord wants you to take hold of this truth that He is living, that He is able, and that He is still doing a good work in your life. Reliance upon God's promises, confidence assured. That's the last thought from verse 15 to 20. The waters saw thee, verse 16 says, O God, and the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds pour out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thy arrows are also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heavens. The lightning lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea. Thy path is in the great waters. Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Although his circumstance remained adverse, as he sees the raging waves and the troubled waters in his life, he was no longer distressed. He saw the silver lining in the dark cloud. The Lord wants you to see the silver lining in the dark cloud. You know, when you fly through a storm, right? Fly through a storm, right? You'll find that you need to get past the storm and you reach a certain height. Well, the storm is below you, and you see the calmness of the beautiful night sky or the beautiful day sky when you are above the storm. And the Lord wants you to fly above that storm to see the silver lining. He knew in his heart that God was seeing him through, and he looked down with renewed eyes of faith in his predicament. He knew in his heart that God will see him. God will guide and care for him. He can rely upon His Lord. May we avail ourselves to God, trusting in His promises, His ability, His care for every adversity in life. May the Lord help us, guide us, strengthen us, so that we may be assured. May He give you the song in the night. Amen.